Good morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok.
Here it is. The total in the lockbox, trying to get to $500,000 by Monday morning at 6 a.m. for our $1 million push on air. $468,969 right now, Alan. Wow.
So about $31,000 to go to get to that $500,000. Mm. And we can absolutely do that. Anybody who can do anything right now, the final push is on. We get $25,000 from the Spitzer Foundation, but forget about that. The main thing is that we're in this together. This morning as we wake up, many of us are just shaking our heads and saying, how could this be? How could it be that the United States of America are displaying what many people around the world are saying is incredible selfishness by not making our world, as Macron says, great again and whole again? And here is a president who gets up before a cheering crowd of his acolytes, obviously well picked, goes into the Rose Garden and announces that we are back again and that we're going to be great again. Well, what have we done? I mean, what have we done? The Chinese are picking up the pieces, saying they're going to lead the charge. And, you know, a lot of people are very sympathetic to it. The Brits and the French and the Germans and all our traditional allies are out the door. They're out the door. We have this guy who many people consider to be bad news. He has a very low popularity rating. There are people all around the country who are putting things on their cars saying resist, and a guy who says we have to start to think about ourselves and do dirty coal. Virtually every major business leader who is advising Trump is saying, I don't want anything to do with this guy right now. It is horrible. Wait a second now. This is a man who says the press is the enemy of the people. I said that to somebody. They said, no, he didn't say that. Yeah, he said it. The enemy of the people is the press. Freedom of speech. Yesterday, I interviewed Timothy Snyder, who has laid out a scenario showing that democracies indeed end up in some kind of a dictatorship or an oligarchy, and showing how we're on track to do that right now. So, into all of this comes a radio station. It's not the savior of mankind. It's just a radio station where people can gather to hear all sides of every issue. We are not the enemy of the people, but we are in a position to help save what is left of this democracy here and to make sure that it stays set. And into this comes a plea. Everybody, pick up a phone and dial 1-800-323-9262. Do that after 9 o'clock because there's only one poor guy who will answer the phone otherwise. And then go to WMC.org and type in your message and say, Alan, I heard you. I don't think you're making any of this up. I heard you. It is a desperate time. We have to preserve those things which will keep the American democracy whole. And WAMC is that. But please don't let it go, everybody. WAMC.org. Send in the money. We need $30,000. We need it this morning because it's the last day before the weekend, before the fun drive. So do everything that you can, okay? You hear my voice. You hear the passion. It's for our children. It's for our grandchildren. Okay, folks, do your thing. WAMC.org.
Perhaps a study in states' rights, as I see Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced that he and the governors of California and Washington State are going to lead a new alliance supporting the Paris Agreement. We've seen a lot of this going on. People still saying they're going to abide by these rules.
And Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, who I have such respect for, is leading that charge and that coordination. And it's time to rethink the way we do things. Frankly, I'd like to see Bloomberg run for president, but I don't think that'll ever happen. He's too old now, I suspect. But when it comes to protecting people, not drinking soda, not doing all the things we know harm us, Bloomberg's a great man. And yes, it is the states. It is going to be California. It is going to be New York. We're going to have to do it for ourselves. And the silver lining here is that every action gets a reaction. And this reaction is going to be very powerful. And it's going to make Trump look even worse than he's looking right now.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, get plenty of rest this weekend. Listeners, whatever you can do, it's WAMC.org.
And David, I'm going to be on Sunday. I'm going to be with Paul Krugman at the BIFF, Berkshire International Film Festival. I'm going to be interviewing Krugman, Nobel Prize winner, after the showing of All the President's Men. So I hope everybody will be joining us there. I'll be doing the interviewing. Krugman will be doing the answering. Great.